So, Manus, it's rally time once again, but it's a bit further south in Killarney for the Rally of the Lakes this weekend. Back in the car for the first time since the international last year. I suppose, first of all, what's your plans for the weekend and what's your hopes for the weekend?
I suppose, I think that we've been planning for this over the last couple of months. There's a lot of hard work on the team over the last couple of months. Just, I suppose, primarily getting a budget pulled together and you know, working with our sponsors just to see what we're going to be capable of and able to do this year. And thankfully, we landed that. And, you know, we're in good shape now. I'm looking forward to myself and Donal. It's down to us now to get a bit of time in the car and see where we're at. And we're looking forward to that and seeing what we can do with it.
Is that the main goal then this weekend, just to get seat time and finish out the weekend? Or is there another plan there, Manus?
No, listen, Oisin, we're well excited about getting into the car again. I haven't been in the car, as you said, since Donegal International. And we're actually jumping with excitement just with the thought of getting back into that car and, you know, connecting the car and, you know, getting some miles under the belt again. And primarily that's what we're looking out for here and Kerry. And, you know, we feel if we get into the car and connect with the car fairly early, then, you know, hopefully we'll be able to push on and see where that takes us. But you know, as regards the outcome of the result, you know, we're not that. That's not our focus here this weekend. It's about getting the miles, you know.
Yeah, and I know Donna's not going down, and Declan's not going down, and other WRC machinery. So it's a case of putting yourself against the two Moffats, is it?
Yeah. Unfortunately, Declan, I think he pulled out during the week there. Both work commitments and one thing and another, and Donna. Engine, I know, is going to for rebuild, and I think Gary's car, he has a bit of an issue with the car at the minute. So, you know, it's unfortunate that the lads are not around this weekend. But, you know, as you've seen over the last few rallies there, Sam and Josh and all the R5 boys, like, they're really putting it up to the WRCs. R5s are really pushed on. So, you know, to be able to compete with R5 cars now is you know, it's a challenge in itself.
And as for your own car, there, I don't think there's any change to it, is there, since last year, Manus?
No, I think it's a little bit different colour just now. apart from that, and we're, I suppose we're excited to see how that looks as well. So, you know, now the car, I mean, the car has actually done a couple of events since Donegal in recent times. Melvin himself has been out and been very successful, won both events in the car. You know, Melvin Evans Motorsport, they don't leave any stone unturned, and we're confident that the car will come in excellent shape again, and it's down to us then what we can do with it.
Yeah. Do you feel yourself fortunate, Manus, that yourself and Donal was able to secure a deal with Applegreen over the last couple of months? Because, as you well know, this sport is very, very expensive, and to get somebody to come on board, I suppose, of the size of Applegreen, is a huge boost for the two of you.
Yeah, it's massive. I've seen, you know, it's massive for us, and, you know, want to put a massive thanks into Paul Crummish, put all the effort into this for us, and Aidan Cannon as well, and, you know, the whole team, and it's been great. And I'd like to thank Darren Nolan for all his work and holding me, getting it up there in Lifford, you know, really pushed and drove it for us. You know, it's great to have a corporate sponsor on board, and, you know, our own sponsors that have been with us for years are sticking by us, and, you know, are very excited about this year again and Donegal. And, you know, when you get under the car, it's not just about myself and Donal and the team. We have our sponsors think about, you know, people outside the car, and, you know, we're looking forward to going out and carrying ourselves well and seeing where we can go.
Yeah. When was the last time you rallied in Killarney?
I rallied, myself and Donal actually rallied in Killarney in 2009, I think it was, actually. So it was 9 years ago, and we were on the Mark II Escort, and she blew the engine on the third stage, I think. So right. The second or the third stage. So, it's completely new to us. We've been down even the road sections. We couldn't make head or tail, let alone the stages, you know. But I have to say, like, you know, from what we've racked so far, the stages are very challenging. You know, they're very fast and very tight wee roads, but they're class stages, like, they really are. So we're really looking forward to the event.
Because you have your Knock Alice and you have Fanads and all those Atlantic Drive up here, but down there it's all about Mouse Gap, and I would say it will be some experience, Manus, to be doing it in a WRC car.
Yeah, serious, Mouse. And I remember, now, we did get to do Mouse Gap the last time in that Mark II Escort, but we got absolutely cleaned. in the first round over it. You know, it was just Malky at one of those stages, you know. You need a bit of experience on it. It's all about lines and stuff from corner to corner and over crest and that. So, you know, we're putting a big effort into trying to perfect a recce on that. And, you know, the WRC car, she should be able to go up over that and nice flight. So that's the challenge for Oisin. But, you know, in comparison to Kerry stages in Donegal, you know, is the ultimate rally and the ultimate stages. Kerry definitely, that's a close second. The stages are definitely tricked down here. Oisin, looking forward to getting at them.
Yeah, we'll be talking about Donegal on another date, but just finally, it's all about getting to the finish on Sunday, is it, Manus? Regardless of the results?
Exactly. That is the focus, Oisin. The outcome of this event doesn't really interest us, to be honest with you. It's about getting the time in the car and perfecting the time in the car. You know, we haven't been in the car in 12 months, and you know, if we can settle in early and try and get the best out of the car, again, you know, we were only 6 weeks into Donegal, and you know, the boys are in some charge there at the minute. And, you know, when you've been out of the car for 12 months, you're asking yourself questions: are we going to be able to go as quick as this, as the boys are going there? And, you know, where are they really at? Where are we really at? So that's, I suppose, the questions above our heads at the minute. But ultimately, it's about getting the best out of ourselves now and seeing where that takes us now.
Okay, Manus, thanks for taking the call. The best of luck this weekend to you and Donal and the Rally of the Lakes in Killarney.
Thanks very much, Oisin. Fair play to you.